Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
How are we today?
Good.
Great
show today.
Do you know I'm doing it. You have gotten under my skin today and I don't know why. You've just been so intense and now you're clicking your fingers to get out of here like you're Mary Poppins. What's so special today?
Nothing special today. What was so special about yesterday, Maddie?
I wasn't feeling well. You just want to go home to your husband who's on annual leave.
Don't know about that. But lots been happening in the last couple of days. Krivo, you've been busy doing home renos.
Yeah, doing a bit of that sort of gear, just keeping busy, keeping out of trouble.
You're doing more of that today, staining your fence.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's not a fence, it's a front porch.
Yeah. You going to help him?
No.
Why would I drag anyone else in?
I don't know. I admire that about you, though.
Yeah, you like dragging people into stuff.
Yeah, you don't like to punish anyone.
No, exactly right.
And Maddie, you're going to go home and do your afternoon routine?
I'm making ramen today.
That's really exciting.
It takes a couple of hours to do it properly.
Are you doing the whole stock and everything?
Yeah.
Or are you doing... Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
That'll be great. What meat is going in it?
I want pork, but I don't think I can find the pork that I want for it here at like Woolies.
Mm.
So I'll just get some chicken.
There's a couple of Asian grocery stores around.
Yeah.
They're not convenient to
it's
where
like
you
a,
Maddie, though.
Yeah, there is on
it's
Hunter
like
Street.
A,
oh, yeah, that's true.
A pork tenderloin that you need.
Mm.
Delicious, I'm
really
sure.
Good.
So it's very specific.
Is it really
it's
pork
not just,
tenderloin?
Just don't go and buy $3 worth of ham from the deli and put it in there. I know that's your version of ramen, but it doesn't work like that.
Shots fired.
It just makes Maddie, it just looks
ham,
Maddie
please?
Look like a bit of a douche. Because
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It actually does it.
No, it does.
Good.
But yeah, no, so I'm going to go hang out with my man.
That'll be good.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Off to the tile shops again.
Yeah, we're looking around for tiles at the moment because we're doing the bathrooms up.
Talk about repeating days. You did that yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to do it again today.
Give me a hard time for watching The Chase every day.
Yeah, there's different tile shops. There's places sell different
things.
Why don't
you go to our one of the companies who advertise with us?
I don't know.
There's a jingle.
Is there? Which one?
The Tile Warehouse, I think. Tiles for you, at the tile warehouse.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard that one now, that you sing that.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar.
It does sound familiar.
How much are you going to spend on this reno, Jade?
I don't know, not much. I only want to do enough just to make it look a little bit more presentable, and that's about it. I'm not doing big stuff. So we're just going to do it ourselves just to cosmetic it up a bit and then leave it until we want to do it properly.
You should just do it properly to begin with.
No, we just don't. No, when I say properly is like do a full-blown, like moving, plumbing, doing this. And
it's like buying pants if you're really fat but you're skinny and you like know you're going to put weight on in the future. You grow into them. You should just do it properly from the start.
That's a weird analogy.
I know it is.
It made no sense.
All right, so if you're skinny, you buy pants that are too big for you, knowing that one day that you'll fit into them. It's like you're like doing a shit change to your bathroom. Actually, that doesn't make
sense. It makes
sense.
No
it's
sense,
the other
Maddie.
Way, I think.
I'll cop that on the show.
Righto, well, I think that's it for
Do
today.
You know what else is happening in your life, Krivo?
No, absolutely nothing.
Oh, thanks.
It's your birthday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Is your partner, Emmy, getting you anything special?
She has already got me a gift.
Mm.
Which I will find out about tomorrow.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, so it's a surprise.
Surprise.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I've got no idea.
So not even an inkling.
No, I like a surprise. So I'll be looking forward to find out. She actually said, do you want to know now on Monday? I was like, no.
Aw, I like early surprises.
I don't want to. I want to know on the day. I'm like, it's a couple of days. Like, I'll just wait.
Jade's baking a cake for you today.
In the microwave.
Nice. I love cake.
No, I'm not. I think it's your turn to make the cake. You always get out of the cakes in this show.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I think you do.
Jade, you get out of everything
when
to do with
this
show. You've brought one Woolies mud cake once, babe, and you think that you've you've got some sort of moral authority.
Yeah, I do. All right, I'm going, guys, so I'll talk to you later.
We have a meeting.
No, I'm not hanging around for it. It's too late. They've missed the boat.
Bye.
See ya.
This is awesome. Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Krivo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Krivo.
I think you can't ignore a work call. Like, what if it's important?
They'll call back if it's super important.
Are you sniffing
important.
Around for a rise, Krivo, trying to impress the bosses
licky,
here?
Licky, licky.
Licky, licky,
huh?
Licky the boss, where is he?
This is The Novos.
New FM. That makes the
world go. Oh, good morning, team.
Good morning. Good.
Right, it's amazing.
So excited.
All rugged up this morning. It's so cold.
I know. You're wearing a beanie on your noggin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where else are you going to wear it?
I don't know.
Why are you so shocked that I'm wearing a beanie? You've said it three times now.
I don't know. It's just because you always used to wear beanies all the time, but you've gone off beanies for quite a while.
Was it roughly 12 months ago at the beginning of last winter?
I used to wear them all the time for a three-month period. I'm not sure
it's
what happened.
It's interesting, isn't it, that sort of person who wears a beanie, like, not trying to put you into a bracket, but I never really see anyone wear them. Like, you see a lot of places
kidding?
Sell beanies, but
yesterday,
I don't ever
Jackson
see a lot of people
wearing
them.
Jackson, good morning. You're wearing a beanie at the moment. There's nothing wrong with
it. He's not wearing a beanie now.
I've taken it off. But, yeah, I was walking around with a beanie on all, like, yesterday.
All
I love
yesterday.
Beanies.
Yeah, but you guys work together. You know, people who work together dressed
so
the same.
Half the team.
The truth. I don't dress like you,
Jackson. Half the team was wearing beanies.
Yeah, but I'm a female, Jackson. Ha!
Oh, am I not allowed to dress like a female? Maybe I do that in my spare time, just not like you.
Can I please come to that show?
Good morning, Maddie from the newsroom. Are you a beanie kind of girl?
I am absolutely a beanie kind of
good.
Girl.
Sorry, Jade.
It's an odd one out.
Yeah. Clearly, always am, actually.
Jade played hockey last night. How did you go?
I did. Not a beanie in sight.
The Cardiff Cobras.
Yes. I did play my first game for the season last night for Cardiff. It was so exciting. I can't wait to tell you guys a little bit more about it.
She made all of them take a photo, a group photo,
a team
at
photo.
The end of the game.
Really?
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
No, oh, look, that's not even embarrassing. Wait, so I'll tell you some other stuff.
Oh, okay.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Krivo.
And Jade, you've joined your 100th sporting team.
Well, I have.
Jill of all trades, you are, aren't you?
Well, okay, so I used to play field hockey back in high school. And
so, how many years are we talking ago?
16 years ago.
Yep, yep.
So, it's been a while.
Yep.
And one of our fantastic listeners, Robbie, she calls the show here and there, she plays field hockey. And we got talking one day. And we mentioned our love of the sport, and then she's been trying to get me back on the field. And so anyway, she got me. She's like, look, Jade, we're down a couple of players. Can you help out the team? And I was like, oh, you're all right. So I ended up playing, and I forgot how much I missed the sport. So I thought, stuff it. I'm going to sign up for the winter competition. And I ended up joining Cardiff. So last night was our first game. Obviously, I'm getting back into it, so I'm not super good. I'm playing in the 7th grade, which is the lowest division. But it's good to get into.
Yeah, nice. So you, like when you say 7th grade, does that mean there's 7 grades above you?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
I believe. It's been a while, but I'm pretty sure that's where it is.
And what position are you playing? Are you like the one where you score all the goals? Are you the goalkeeper?
At this stage, I played right winger.
Okay.
Which I really enjoyed. And then I got subbed off and put back on, and I played right half for a little bit as well.
Is that like a demotion?
No.
They're like, oh, you're not really winging it here.
No. I wasn't demoted. We had a couple of subs, so we all took turns subbing
off. For those that don't know anything about field hockey, like me, how many people are on a team?
11.
And were you the star? Like, how many goals did you score?
Our team, unfortunately, we didn't score, so it was 0-1.
Okay.
But it was a really fun game. Obviously, we're a bit slack. We haven't had any training sessions yet.
So, aren't you supposed to train before a game?
Well, technically, but the thing is, because they're building new fields at the Broadmeadow hockey fields there, there's only one or two fields at the moment that you can use. So, apparently, there's another three being built.
As I said before, you forced them all to do a big team photo at the end, which I'm glad you did because we can see your teammates. Yeah. I pulled up a photo here.
Oh, right.
Jade. Smack bang in the middle, of course.
Yeah, well, where
the
else?
Big star of the team.
Oh, big star. Please. Big,
no,
very
no.
mixed
celebrity hockey ambassador.
Mixed group of people. I mean, there's like a 75-year-old woman there in that team.
And our youngest player, she's, I think it's Mia or
Wouldn't
Lucy.
Wouldn't you target the old people? Like on the field, the opposite team?
No, never underestimate a veteran. I'm
Get
telling you now.
Oops, sorry.
But it was really the hook on the end of the hockey stick. You just trip them.
Yeah, but it was really funny because, like, obviously those sort of things accidentally happen in the game sometimes.
Why do you have your fingers crossed?
No, I don't. But it's funny because I got to the end and I was getting, like, I was really tired and I was getting a little sort of gassy, you know, when you're not sure if you need to let one rip or not. And I was getting marked by a player and I was just thinking, I should just let it go just because then it'll put her off or and I had this moment and I thought stuff it, so I did, but it was silence. I was like, damn it, because I was hoping that it would make noise so like she'd
disperse from the
run
area.
Away from me and not want to mark me.
Oh well, that didn't work then.
Yeah, dirty tactics. They've begun.
Well, good luck, Jade. I'm glad you found some more time to play another sport.
No, but go Cardiff. I think we're going to have a really good season.
Oh, is it always Tuesday nights?
I think it varies. I think we've got a Saturday game, Monday nights. It all changes.
Very good. Lads versus Lasses is up next, guys. The final week of the show before we go on holidays this week. Looking at the leaderboard right now, the Lasses are ahead by 1 point. 30-29 on offer today. We have a $100 go-karts go voucher for the winner.
Oh, how good.
We need one guy, one girl. If you want to play next, give us a call. 13-10-09 at New FM.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, the Lasses slightly ahead on 30 gold stars on the leaderboard. The Lads on 29.
No, you read that wrong. I should just claim it, but the Lads, you guys are actually winning.
Oh, there you go.
Unique glasses. Let me take you to the optometrist.
Why are you so obsessed with me wanting getting glasses?
You know why? She wants to go glasses shopping with you.
I just care about you. I think you need them.
Jade wants to live vicariously through you.
By your own.
I wish I had four sets of eyes. Just because then I could wear more glasses.
Well, that's just the weirdest thing I've ever heard anyone say.
Let's go.
Anyway, we're going to our last this morning, Jody from Madawi. She's a nurse. She loves a home reno show, but she couldn't stand the stress of going on one. But what I find interesting is that she loves the flavour spearmint for ice cream. Jody, I think you're the only person in the world that likes spearmint.
I'm a bit weird.
No, you're not, Jody. I love spearmint ice cream as well.
Spearmint and chocolate.
Yeah, beautiful, Jade.
Where do you buy spearmint ice cream from, Jody?
Your rainbow Neapolitan, Jade.
I actually like spearmint. Say that again.
Anyway, you can get it ice shop.
That's interesting because Kruva actually doesn't like spearmint at all. He's a freak. He actually he doesn't even use it on toothpaste.
Oh, yeah.
You know what you could do? Vanilla ice cream, bit of toothpaste in there, freeze it. Beautiful.
There you go.
Here we go. All right, you need three to walk away with the win today, Jody. Here we go, Jade.
Okay, your first question this morning is multiple choice. How many James Bond movies are there? A, 27, B, 41, or C, 24?
Oh, 24?
Yes! Good
right
job.
Good
well
job.
Done.
Okay, question number two. The LA Lakers are a team that plays in which sport?
Basketball.
Yes! You did it again. Okay, your third and final question. Caramel Rough Nut is a flavour of which type of ice cream?
Caramel Rough Nut.
We're looking for the name of the ice cream.
Oh, okay. We're looking for the name of the ice cream. Righto. Oh, this is a trick one.
No dice. No. Maxi Bon. All right. Two out of three. Not bad. We will meet our lad now, guys. Right. He needs three to win, two for a tie.
That's right. It's time to meet Will. He's from Cardiff. Works as a plumber and recently got into fish and is super proud of his new collection. What have you got? Some guppies, a couple of goldfish. What have you got going on?
Oh, I've got some cichlids.
Oh, yes.
And I've got some clown loach and some silver shark.
Ooh, sounds fancy. Don't know what any of them look like. Are you pumping that tank out every week?
every month.
Oh, yeah. Will, how much did you drop on all of this? Like, is it expensive to get fish?
Oh, I got the tank secondhand, so it's not too bad. I think I paid $150 for the tank.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I've probably forked out a few hundred on fish.
Yeah, okay. Nice. Fish is the expensive bit, depending on which ones you want.
Yeah, 100%, yep.
All right, let's get into your questions. You can do this. Come on, man. All right, number one. Who is Katy Perry engaged to?
I have no idea.
Orlando Bloom. Never would have got that.
He's a honey dove.
No, me neither.
A honey dove?
Yeah.
All right, question number two. What TV soap started first? Was it Home and Away or Neighbours?
Oh, I'm going
to
say Neighbours.
Correct. Yeah, nice work. All right, you've got to get this next one to go to a tie-breaking coin toss.
Okay.
A pedicure is a beauty treatment used on which part of the body? This is multiple choice. Is it A, hands, B, feet, or C, hair? Pedicure.
Pedicure. I'm going to say feet.
Yeah.
Right. Tie-breaking coin toss.
All right.
You are now tied.
We're going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, Will, this is it, brother, for a $100 Go-Karts Go voucher. Are you picking
heads or tails?
I'm going to say tails.
All right, here we go.
Flip that coin.
Tails never fails.
It's tails.
Nice work.
Good job, Will. There you go, mate. $100 Go-Karts Go voucher coming your way. Thank you. Put another star on the board, please, Jade.
I think we've had that pedicure question before.
That doesn't matter.
The questions are questions.
I'll let it slide this time, but you need to get some new questions.
Jade's, can I just say, you're not the program director. Jade's been giving us feedback on our performance all morning. Go shove it, okay?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the world
go? God, you could talk underwater, Jay. Oh, my God. You're really chatty this morning.
I didn't hear that last, 10 seconds.
That's all right. I'll retell it.
I'm sure you will.
A little bit later.
Jay's been telling us a story during the news. I can't even hear the news.
Yeah.
Because he won't stop talking. So anyway, showtime.
Your ear off. Yes, it is. All right. So, yesterday, we're talking about holidays because we all have 2 weeks or 1 week or something.
Coming up. We're so excited.
You get a bit of time off. And Jade, you were like, you know what? I just can't wait. This is yesterday behind the scenes. I just can't wait to not shower for 3 or 4 days, just be in my pajamas the whole time. Maddie and I look at each other in complete disgust, like we can't believe what we're hearing, right?
I don't know,
you're making me feel insecure because
I hope you are. No, because it's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. I'm running around, exercising my pajamas and then jumping straight into bed.
Jade, it's disgusting.
It's not.
Nothing worse than sitting there in your own filth for days on end.
It's just
greasy
great
hair,
when you go from the bed to the couch, from the couch to the bed, and you just, you lose track of time. You just don't care. You're happy. I think I haven't showered before. I think on holidays, maybe 2 days?
You said yesterday 4 days.
Oh, well, that could have been...
No, she's backtracking now.
No, that could have been an exaggeration.
Oh, it didn't sound like it at the time. You seemed real confident about it. I'm just saying
maybe
that.
Maybe 2 to 3.
Okay, three.
Three.
All right, temperature check around the team. I think it's disgusting. Crevote, disgusting. Maddie from the newsroom, how long have you gone without showering?
I shower every day. Yeah, I sometimes shower twice.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, Jackson?
I shower three times a day. That's completely dank to do that for.
It's not. You know what? Screw you guys. You're not game enough to admit it on radio. That's what it is.
I would be game enough to admit it. But I just wouldn't do that.
The longest I've gone without a shower, like in my entire life that I can remember, is one day.
Oh, BS. I'm calling that.
On my life.
No, I don't believe you. Not even when you were little, like a teenager.
No, one day.
Nah.
All right.
Well, this is the phoner. Cause
I think you guys are just too scared to admit it.
Okay, that's what you keep saying, right? Yeah. But 131009, is it you or someone you know that's gone for like a couple of days without showering, like especially on holidays or if you've got time off? I just don't believe there's anyone else out there. But Jade, you seem so confident that other people are doing this.
Yeah, 100%. My sister's done it before.
I get not wearing a bra or like undies or whatever. That to me, relaxing, right? Not showering is not relaxing.
If you're not dirty, then you don't need one. You guys sweat a lot. If I'm not a big sweater, what's it matter?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Do you not shower on holidays?
You stink.
Jade, disgusting.
Disgusting. Hearing about this yesterday, I couldn't actually believe my ears. I thought you were winding me up or trying to, I don't know, just prank me
whatever.
Or something.
Listen to you guys thinking, oh, I'm so clean.
Question. No. Do you view showering or washing in general as like a chore?
No, I love showers. I love them to bits. But the thing is, when I'm on holidays, if I'm not going out of the house, like I said, I'm from the couch to the bed to the kitchen, back into the bedroom, I'm not getting dirty. Like, if I want to stay all day in my pajamas, then I will. I might change my underwear, but
that's where it is.
If they look dirty, but if they're fine,
get you the sniff test. Take them off.
Nothing wrong with the sniff test. You know what? I'm just keeping it real.
The effort that it takes to take them off and sniff them, you could have already put a new pair of undies on.
No, you just sniff them when you're on the toilet. You're just like,
what is wrong with you?
You know,
let's go to the phones. Is it weird that Jade doesn't shower on holidays?
Okay, guys, let me tell you the truth. I used to go without a shower for up to 8 days.
Thanks, Trev.
Well, that's just disgusting, Trev.
No. But in saying that, I would always have a bird bath.
Oh, yeah, whore bath. Yeah.
Okay, a bird bath, but not a shower.
Yeah. No, I get it. Pits and privates.
So, Trev, was it because you're on the road, because you're a truckie so much?
No, because back then I was actually in the military.
Yeah, right, and they don't provide showers?
So when you're out field, you don't have the luxury of having a shower, do you?
Well, you've got a reason
to. This is very different. Jade lives in a beautiful house with a great bathroom. So, you know.
Thanks for your call, Trev. It's nice for these guys to get a taste of reality every now and again.
Completely different, Jade. Hey, Ali, how are you?
Hey, good.
Hey, good.
Hey, Ali.
Do you think this is weird?
No, it's not, actually. I sat by my mum's bed in hospital for 6 days straight without having a shower.
See, they're all very valid
reasons.
I understand that.
Yeah, and I hope your mum's okay, Ali.
Oh, no, she passed away Mother's Day last year.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's really sad.
Still good.
No, thank you. Six days. Thank you, Ali.
You're a good daughter.
Let's go to Jody. Hey.
Hello, Jody.
Hello.
Hey. Hey. So am I, what do you think? You know, do you not shower on holidays or am I filth bag?
Oh, look, we've been camping where there was no option, drop toilet, rolling around in your own field for about 4 to 5 days. So, look, if we've been camping doing it, I don't see why you can't do it at home.
Thank you very much, Jody. I'm so glad. Jody. I love every single one of you who called today because these guys, they just live in a real privileged life.
Hey, it's once again a great reason.
Jody, if you're camping for 5 days, where are you going to the toilet?
Drop toilet, she said.
Drop toilet.
Or dig a hole.
That's disgusting, Jody.
You guys need to get dirty.
I think
we have the ocean to swim in across the road, so you would go and do a bit of a duck and a bit of a wash off.
Oh, that's fine.
Nah, you need the soap. Do you know what? I went camping once, right? We slept in the back of a car, Jody. Yeah, once.
Once. He's been camping once.
No, big expert.
We went to Byron. We drove up the coast, me and my friend, and we got to Byron, and he was so insistent on not using, like, any hotel facilities. So we had this app on his phone, my friend, that would tell us where, like, the public showers were along the road. That's how much I needed to have a shower. I was going into public toilet blocks to wash.
Well, diddums, you poor little thing. You're so hard done by. You know what? I'd love to go camping with you guys and proper camping, getting filthy and muddy and...
Filthy and muddy sounds
filthy
right.
And muddy.
Happy to be on this island.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Stay on your island.
We have showers and soap.
Yeah, clean freaks.
The good stuff.
But anyway, I want to talk to you, Maddie, about a routine of yours that I'm a little bit worried that you've started at home. I went round the other day. You bless your heart, you made me a really nice ham and cheese sandwich. But then I noticed we made our way to the couch and you have this routine that you've kicked off and you're very proud of it when you told me about what you watch on TV and when.
Do you know what? I don't invite you over to my house.
What?
Because you do this.
What?
You sit in judgment and you then talk about it on the radio.
I'm not judging you.
How dare you?
Okay, maybe a little. But we need to talk about your routine because you know what? You always give it to me about being like little old 80-year-old. You're turned into an old man yourself.
Yeah, good. We'll do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I'm really happy for you, Maddie, because you've sort of gotten your life into order. You're the man of your own domain. You've taken over the lease of your place. You've also gotten a couch, a new bed set.
Can you not? I find it really condescending?
Oh, please. Anyway, you've gotten that stuff. Don't be insecure about it.
Anyway, yeah, go on.
So we went to your place. You made me some delicious sandwiches the other day. And, you know, you're a good little host and you're like, we're on the couch. And you've gotten into your little nook. You're like, oh, this is my spot. And you had your little blankie and you tucked yourself in. And we had to watch.
Why are you making it sound like I'm an 8-year-old child?
We had to watch Maddie's favorite program.
Calling it blankie, really. You really added a spice layer to it.
No, but we had to watch Maddie's favorite program.
He's hosting.
Which was The Chase. And he was frothing. He's like, I love The Chase.
I do.
And he's just like, oh, I watch this every afternoon. And he's like, this is the UK version, but I really prefer the Australian version.
So I have an afternoon routine. So
he does.
Like,
I'll
get home from work.
Yeah.
And I'll watch Maths at 1 o'clock if I missed it the night before on Channel 9, the recap. And then 2 o'clock, what do I do at 2 o'clock?
I have
a nap at 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Then I watch The Chase. Chase UK at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then I watch
it's the Chase Australia.
The 4 o'clock news. And then I watch The Chase Australia.
There we go.
And then, it does feel a little bit like you should be buying a cardigan.
But
he was
so excited telling me about it, though. He's like, this is my afternoon routine.
I don't lead an exciting life. Like, I don't care, though.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't need to join 20 sporting teams like you, Jay, to fulfill myself, you know?
I just love how I'm normally made out to be the oldie on the show, but secretly it's actually Maddie.
No, you're still older. I guarantee it.
Are things changing? Because I think they are. Got a cat.
And you got a cat recently, so you're a papa. And, like,
I don't get the point of this. What are you trying to embarrass me? I'm quite proud of it.
No, you're not. That's why you're getting all defensive. But
is the old person in the spiritually old person in the team changing from Jade to Maddie?
I think it is.
Ma'am.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, I'll take that.
You haven't been really playful lately. You've really matured since you got a cat. I don't know if you have seen the differences, Crevo.
I'm seeing it now that you explain it. I'm expecting you to order like chamomile tea now and stuff like that when we're out and about.
That won't be happening. Long Island iced tea, absolutely.
When was the last time you had one?
Yeah. On the weekend.
Oh, okay, that's pretty recent.
Either three, in fact.
I think it's adorable. No, I don't mind Jade. Afternoon TV either.
Yep. You guys can do it together as your old married couple selves.
No,
how
thanks.
About that?
New
FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Robert Irwin as well got his P's yesterday at age 17.
Oh, oh good on him.
Good on him.
Took me double that time.
The Novos.
New FM. That makes the
world go. Guys, up next, our year-long competition to see who amongst the team is best at guessing ages as we play What's My Age Again up next. So we need three contestants, 13, 10, 09. Call up now, and you've got to try and just fool us with your voice, basically.
Yeah. Leaderboard check. Crevo, you are on 12 gold stars. I'm on 11. Jade, you're on 9. Yeah. So there's not much in it.
Mm.
It
not could, really.
It
very
could
close.
All change today, in fact. Good. Or anyone could come out a winner today. So 13, 10, 09, give us a call now. We'll ask you a couple of questions, and then we try and figure out your age purely based on that.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What's my age again? What's my age again? The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Yeah, this is our competition around the team. Runs all year to see who is the best at guessing people's ages. We just ask you a couple of questions, and then we just listen to your voice and go, I think you're this age. Currently at the moment, unbelievably, by some stroke of pure luck / genius, I'm winning. I'm on 12 at the moment, which is amazing. You're on 11.
You're out today, Crevo. You're out today.
Crevo, you're not really an intuitive man, I guess. Like, no, you are, but like psychic, I should say. Sorry,
no, I'm not
that's
psychic,
more the
I
word.
I believe in psychics.
But the thing is, you have been very good at this game recently, where you've been getting the ages spot on.
Yeah, well, it's through the questions
and
the
voice analysis
questions
as well. You know, I've been practicing my voice analysis.
Look, I just think you're magical.
All right, let's go to thanks, Diane, James. This morning. Hello, Diane. How are you?
Not too bad. Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, well, all right. Question number one for you, Diane. Have you ever done knitting as a hobby?
No.
Okay, question number two. What brand of sneakers do you wear?
Kmart.
Okay.
Closest without going over.
You're 54.
I think you are 48.
I think you are 55.
52.
Oh, Maddie.
Yeah. One point on the board. Yeah, well yes. done. Good job. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Diane.
All right.
Okay, Crevo, you and I are tying right now. So
things
I'm falling
tight,
behind.
Tight. All right, it's time to meet Zoe up next. Question number one for you, Zoe. Do you own a fitness tracker?
No, I don't.
Okay, Jade, you're up next.
Have you ever owned a record player?
No, I haven't.
Zoe, you are 24 years old.
Zoe, you are 31.
I'm going to go with 33.
28.
Maddie!
Oh, what is this?
Good. Maddie flies into the lead here. This is a very close race.
Thank terrible. You, all right, Susanna, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so your first question, approximately how many bottles of wine do you have at home? Ten? Okay.
All right. Next question, Maddie.
Do you watch any quiz shows? Which ones do you like to watch?
No, I don't. None of them.
Okay. Oh. I think you are 10 bottles. I think you are 28 years of age.
I reckon you're 32.
I think you are 36.
45.
Yes!
Oh my God!
Woo! Maddie is on fire!
This is ridiculous!
This is kind of unbelievable, really.
I need to play this. Sorry, guys. That's the happening.
They write stories about this kind of thing.
This is three in a row.
Goes down in the history books.
Well, I think that's my best ever performance
I don't think anyone's ever performed that well in the history of the game.
No. I'm actually gobsmacked.
So am I.
Gobsmacked.
Are you done blowing my ego up?
Yeah, that's right. Enough. We'll bring it down again soon. But, guys, I want to talk to you about this buyer in Sydney, right? So he purchased a three-bedroom property just 4 days after it went up for sale, just relatively quick, and it featured this detail he'd been looking for an entire year, and that purely was he wanted to live in a house that had number 65 in it.
What's so like the
street address
the house?
Was 65.
Okay.
So, but the thing is, what makes the story so mind-blowing, other than that, which makes me believe he's a bit of a superstitious person, is that he actually paid $900,000 over the asking price so he could get that house.
65 in the address. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know, right? So we just have to discuss this unique human being because I think they're off their chops.
Well, I think most people would.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We've got a ridiculous story about a man who paid $900,000 extra for a house. Gee, thanks. Just got it. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it. Get money, get rich, baby, tap in. Doing.
I know, right, Maddie and Crevo. This guy, in my mind, is a nut job. So basically, this house in Sydney, like we all know, it's tough to get into the property market, and in Sydney, it's just extreme, right? $3.9 million this house was going for, right? But the thing is, this guy paid an extra $900,000 over the asking price. Purely because he wanted to live in the house that had his favourite number in it, which is 65.
Does it say why at all, and I don't want to quiz you too deep, but does it say why at all that number was his favourite?
It doesn't. It doesn't go into that in the article. It just says aside from his favourite number, the property has plenty going for it. So all up, he ended up paying $4.8 million for this property.
Let's hear about the house.
So it boasts a spacious open plan living and dining zones, as well as a newly renovated kitchen, three large bedrooms with built-in wardrobes and two bathrooms. It also features a terrace that flows into a newly landscaped garden, making it perfect for entertaining guests. And to the rear, there is also access to a double garage. So that sounds pretty good for in Sydney.
It's a fairly average house.
Yeah, it's three bed, two bath. And he's paying almost $5 million for it.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
say not a good deal.
Yeah, but you get a, apparently you get it's situated 65. In one of North Randwick's most prestigious streets.
Yeah, still, five
a walk
mil.
To Centennial Park, Village Shops, the University of New South Wales and City Transport.
Look,
so,
there are a lot of fancy houses around that north, around Randwick.
Yeah, I show you a picture of this house from the front, very ordinary.
It looks like your house, Jade.
Hey!
It does.
It sort of does.
Very defensive for a very accurate statement.
Okay, let's
sort
talk
of
well, your
very
house.
Different, though. It's got the picket fence with the high, so it's like got a double fence.
Well, your house.
Your house has a double fence.
Your house has a patio. It's got a double fence. It's got three bedrooms and it's got two bathrooms.
Yeah, but mine
couldn't
did you
be
pay
more
feels?
Similar.
Oh.
Less than
less
5 million.
Less than 5 million, yeah, that's
only,
for sure.
Jade was only in the 4 point something.
Yeah, but this
it?
House is made out of brick. Mine's cute. It's a cottage
Weatherboard.
It's got charm.
But
there's
really,
no charm
the
in
shape
this.
Of that is the same.
My house may be ordinary, but it has charm.
Yeah, I was giving you a compliment. I'm saying yours should, you know, is so similar, and that's 5 million.
Yeah, I know. Shit, maybe mine's gone up.
Yeah, maybe. Is yours number 65? Should you get in touch with that guy?
No, I know, loaded. Right? If that guy put out an ad on Gumtree or eBay saying, I want to buy a house with the number 65, send me your listings, he would have found a house a lot sooner.
For that price, in another suburb, he could have bought
the whole
block
street
and built his own house on number 65.
Isn't that insane, though? But it had to have the number 65. That is like someone with OCD right there.
Well, I'm surprised you're not into the whole idea, Jay, because you are superstitious.
What number's yours? 69.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, guys, up next, very special little boy, Lockie. Mum called up the show last week. Yeah. Really sad. Basically, he loves dancing because of Emma Wiggle, right? Yeah. Loves it. His mum's taken him to dance classes. He was 3 years old at the time, now 4. One of the parents, a father, in fact, has made this child not want to go dancing again after he pulled the mother and the child up and said, hey, you shouldn't be at dancing. You're a little boy. You need to play a sport.
Yeah.
Really sad story. We were all disgusted. But we've put something together that's really special for Lockie and his mum. And we're going to reveal what it is to Lockie's mum.
Yeah, you don't want
to
go anywhere because I think there's going to be a lot of tears.
Yeah.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? As I was saying before, guys, we received a shocking call from a mum last week on the show that had an issue with taking her son to dancing. He loves the Wiggles, and that's why he wanted to get into dance. A father at dance approached the mother and her son, Lockie, who was 3 years old at the time, and said, hey, you shouldn't be dancing. You're a little boy. Here's what happened.
Last year, he's now 4. My 3-year-old was doing dance because he wanted to be like Emma Wiggle.
Yeah. Oh, how sweet.
Another father picked up their daughter. He was the only kid, the only boy that did dance.
Yeah.
And this father turned around and said, how dare you let your son dance? Let him play a real sport. And I was like, he can do whatever he wants.
How dare he?
I know. And I was like, if he wants to dance, he can dance. But it's devastated him that much that he doesn't go anymore because he said, Mummy, it's not fair. Why can't I dance?
It's awful, right?
It's so shocking.
We've made some calls, and we've got a very special surprise for Lockie and his mum next. We'll get them up on the phone.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, guys, just telling you about that terrible call we received last week. A mum taking her kid to dancing, little Lockie. Beck was horrified after her father said to her after the dance class, how dare you bring your son to dancing? He's a boy and he shouldn't be dancing.
If I was there, I would have loved to have told him off.
I think we all felt like that.
It made me angry. And the fact that at the time Beck mentioned to us that everyone was in shock at what had just been said. But I would have made, if I was that dance teacher, I would have made that guy come back the following week and apologise to Lockie.
Well, people are just horrified
They're
at what
awful.
Happened.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad for Lockie because he no longer wants to go and dance, which...
Poor darling.
I'm sorry, it's just a terrible crime.
Like, and at the age of 3...
so bad.
You want to dream.
Killing your child.
You want to dance.
You know, love a dance. I mean, it doesn't get worse
than that. Acceptable at all. Just not acceptable.
We made a few calls and we've got a little surprise for Lockie and Becca. We've got Beck on the phone now. Hey, Beck, how are you?
Me.
Hey.
Hey, Lockie.
How are you guys?
Good morning.
Hi, Beck. Now, this broke our heart when you called the show, and we've been speaking about it for a week now, and we thought we should make some calls and try and maybe get a little surprise together for you and Lockie. Now, I know that he loves Emma Wiggle, right?
Yeah.
Now, tell me, Lockie, how much do you love Emma Wiggle? Is she your favourite?
Lockie, you're asking me a question. How much do you love Emma Wiggle?
So, we've been in touch with the Wiggles, right? And we have a little video from Emma Wiggle and Lockie from the Wiggles.
Oh.
Just for Lockie. So, we've got the audio right here. We'll send you the video. But here's Emma Wiggle and Lockie's message to your son, Lockie.
Oops,
sorry, here we go.
G'day, Lockie. It's Emma.
And Lockie.
From
the Wiggles.
And we heard that you love to dance. Well, guess what? We love to dance too. And we were wondering if you would like to dance with us. Are you ready? Let's say the dance, do the dance. Here you go.
Say the dance, do the dance.
Oh, say the dance, can you do the dance?
If we say the dance, can you do the dance? Come on, let's give it a chance. Cha-cha-cha!
Great dancing, Lockie.
Good work, Lockie.
Keep dancing, keep wiggling, keep singing, and hope to see you very soon.
Very sweet of them to do that.
How are you feeling, Beck?
He was dancing the whole time then.
Oh, well, we've got another part to this surprise that we want to tell you about. So the Wiggles are on tour at the moment, and they're actually in Newcastle. And Emma and Lockie from the Wiggles have given your son a backstage pass to meet them in Newcastle tomorrow.
Oh, my God. What is it? You get to meet Emma and Lockie from the Wiggles.
From Newcastle.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, they heard the story and they were so upset by it.
And so touched.
And they really wanted to meet Lockie.
What do you say? Thank you very much.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, Beck, I'm so happy for you guys.
Oh, thank you, guys. Oh, my God, I have tears.
No, that's all right. When I told the team at the Wiggles about this, they were just so upset by it. So, look, hopefully this might put Lockie back on the right track and getting back into dancing.
We want him to dance as much as he wants because no child should have their dreams crushed.
Oh, I'm speechless and I'm not normally speechless. Wow, thank you so much.
That's our pleasure.
You're welcome. And I did promise you that I would go dancing with Lockie to a dance lesson. And we're still going to do that. But obviously, once you've just moved, so when you find a dance school, let me know. And I'll definitely come to a lesson with him.
Oh, love it.
All right. So
I'm no Emma Wiggle.
Tomorrow, you guys are meeting the Wiggles backstage at Newcastle. What a great day. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you so much. No. Thanks, guys.
No, thanks.
You're welcome.
What a great moment.
Yeah, the Wiggles are on tour, Newcastle tomorrow, guys. So thank you to the team for hooking us up with that.
Yeah, I don't know if we're, because I know Lockie was going to be coming in tomorrow morning as I wear the WizKids. It's going to be a big day for him.
Yeah.
How great.
What an amazing day for him.
Yeah, we can touch base with Lockie and Beck in the morning.
Let's turn this kid's confidence around.
Yeah, the details for the Wiggles tour, thewiggles.com.au. Up next, though, we have some money to give away, guys.
Yeah, if you were born in the month of March, this is your big moment because Birthday Lotto, we're playing it up next, and March babies are who we're calling for. 13-10-09, let's try and give away $350.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, this is the way that you can win money. Essentially, we've tricked management into giving us a bit of cash every day with this really easy competition, right? All you need to do is be born. There's no fewer hoops to jump through than this.
That is true. And
$350 up for grabs.
Right now, we're going to Kelly from Stroud, beautiful place in the world. She's a workers' comp worker, but what I love is that she has 7 kids and she's been waiting to hear March for a really, really, really long time now, guys. Congratulations, Kelly. You've got through.
Kelly, hello. Thank
you. Hello, how are you?
Good. You're already a winner.
I am.
Well, you're not. You haven't won yet.
But she got through for March.
You're talking to Jade, Kelly, so you're a winner.
look, guys, I'll be honest. I listen to you guys quite regularly, and I didn't ever think that any other radio station could take my attention away from Kiss FM in Sydney, where we used to live. And I used to podcast them, but now since listening to you guys at the radio station I tune into every single day.
Oh, Kelly, my favourite radio station is Kiss 106.5 in Sydney. Yeah. So I know, it's a great station. So that's a big compliment.
We're all very flattered. Thank you.
And you know what? I'm glad this is recorded, so we'll play this to the boss later.
Yeah.
Something I just wanted to touch base with you real quick. You actually grew up living on a boat. Can you tell me about that experience? Because that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so my dad's always worked on the ship. He's always been on the water. Mm-hmm. So he built a boat. He built it from scratch. So I was Kelly 1 and it was called Kelly 2. Aww. And we grew up on that until I went to school. And, and then we moved off the boat and I sort of had a normal life then. But up until then, we lived on a boat. I lived on a marina.
How cool.
Yeah, definitely different.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
stuff.
I love that. All right.
I hope you win. Here we go.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
All right, Jade's spinning these balls. Come on, Jade, let's win this money.
All right,
for
here
Kelly,
we go.
Please.
Kelly, I hope you were born on the 1st of March.
No.
What was the date?
I was born the 23rd.
Oh.
You know what, Kelly? We're going to chuck you a bottle of New FM wine, which is delicious.
Awesome.
So that's all yours. Couple of bottles, I think.
Yeah, any compliment that big,
yeah,
you get mine.
Thanks, Kelly.
The New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I would be a bit concerned if I was, like, in a relationship with you and you had, like, sacks of wedding magazines, like this weird wedding fetish. Just, like, is it just any man will do kind of thing?
Come here!
No, no.
Marry me!
Uh-huh.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
Oh, yes, it's the only radio station ever to launch Camel Week.
Yes. We really are. No one's done this in Australia.
This is so random. I think worldwide.
Yeah, it's the first ever.
Well, I don't know. In the Middle East, they love their camels.
You might be wondering, what is Camel Week? Well, we have scored a ton of tickets, VIP passes for you and three mates to attend the Hunter Valley Camel Races.
Yeah.
It's happening Saturday the 8th of May at the Cessnock Showgrounds. Drinks, food, all round good times ahead. Now, how you win these tickets? Very easy. We are crossing to an undisclosed location somewhere on the planet to a live camel race right now. Two camels are in this race. Your job is to pick the winner. If you win, you win the tickets, right?
Yeah, very easy.
You and three mates off to the camel races as VIPs.
An
how good.
Experience.
We need two players. Call now. The lines are open. 13 10 09. Camel Week continues next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh my God.
Once you learn the camel in these particular moods, then they're good animals.
We might not be quite going where no man has gone before, but this should be properly epic.
Now I've got another camel cup under me belt. I might have to try again.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yeah, we've got our big satellite pointed to a camel race somewhere on the planet right now. Very simple. To win these VIP tickets, you and three mates going to the Hunter Valley Camel Races, all you need to do is back a winner in this race. Food, drinks, good times, all for free, guys. It's going to be great.
And to win, you just need to pick the winning camel in our camel race, which is going to be kicking off very soon. So we're going to go to Wayne right now from Bundaberg. He's a truckie, has never been on a camel, but he loves fishing and a good old punt. Wayne, if you love a punt, you'll love the camel races.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind giving it a go, see how it goes.
Yeah, take three.
Well, you don't get on it yourself, Wayne. You just watch it.
You just watch it. But would you love the, you know, who would you take? Your mates, your woman?
No, I wouldn't take the wife. I'd take the mates, have more fun.
Absolutely.
All right, ma'am. So there's Camilla, Camellia.
Camilla Cabello.
All right, and Camel's Milk. Which one would you like?
I'll go for camel's milk, eh?
Camel's milk for Wayne.
Okay, it's time to meet Ellie. She's from Turalba. Her dog just had puppies and will go out all out to dress up for the races. Oh, what kind of dog do you have?
Oh, it's a bitch,
okay, excellent, excellent. Cute puppies, though?
Yeah, they're all gone now.
All sold.
How much did you make?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Give them away for free.
Good.
That's
homes.
Nice. That's a good thing.
Excellent.
To do.
Well, you've got Camellia Cabello.
Jade, you had one job. Camella, Camella Cabello.
I thought it was meant to sound more like a camel.
Camella.
Camella.
No, whatever.
Anyway, you got that. All right, let's cross to the race right now. Here we go. Will Wayne or Ellie walk away with the win? Here we go.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Camel Races. This is all for Camel Week here on the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Two main competitors this morning, Camilla Cabello and Camel's Milk. They head into the gates. Gates are closed, ready to race in 3, 2, one, and they're off and racing. Camila Cabello quick out of the gates and heading down the outside. Camel's Milk moving along quite well, though. Seems to be quite a consistent player here. Camila Cabello using all its speed and energy at the start of the race. It seems it may be out of steam. Camila Cabello has slowed right down now and is distracted by something happening off the other side of the track. What's going on there? Camel's Milk moving consistently up and takes over Camila Cabello. Can Camel's Milk win this? It seems to be that way. They move into the straight, coming towards the finish line. Camel's Milk seems to be the winner. It is definitely confirmed. Camel's Milk for the win. Congratulations to Camel's Milk. Camila Cabello hasn't even finished the race yet and is moving slowly towards the finish line, completely distracted by the hoo-ha happening at the side of the racetrack.
You know what that means, Wayne, you win.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Wayne, you're back to winner today. Good job. Off to the camel races. You enjoy. Thanks, Wayne.
You love a punt. You're obviously good at it.
Appreciate it. Sorry about that, Ellie. You just have to back
the winner. You missed out.
Yeah.
You missed out.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Jade, do you know what? I think you jinxed the race with the wrong name so many times. You know?
Well, look, it was confusing. But anyway, something that's not confusing and is going to melt your heart right now is
Jade's just casually putting our show down.
Beautiful thanks, tale Jade. Of Marie Hill and Ron Henley. Now, they are 93 and 100 years old, and they just got hitched on the weekend. This is such a beautiful love story of two of our Newcastle's own that I can't wait to tell you about.
Oh, good stuff. We'll do it next. New
FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
A story now about a 93-year-old and a 100-year-old tying the knot, locals here in Newcastle. You're obsessed with this story, Jay.
I think it's absolutely beautiful. And it just goes to show, look, if you're lonely, maybe you haven't found the one yet, you will one day. Because Marie Hill, who's 93, and Ron Henley, he's 100, they just tied the knot over the weekend. They actually met each other at an exercise class at the retirement village that they were at together. And the loves just blossomed from then. It was just so cute. So Marie Hill was particularly keen on him, she said.
Right. And saw him across the room and went, oh, who's that good-looking rooster?
And after, you know, courting a little bit, flirtatiousness over breakfast in the morning and a piece of toast, she actually said to Ron, when are you going to marry me? And apparently he replied and said, give me time. I've got to think about it.
Well, how much time do you need, old mate? Because if you're 100 and whatever, you better crack on.
Exactly right. So they did tie the knot on Sunday afternoon with the presence of three generations of their family, which is pretty special, along with fellow residents and workers at the home they live at. Tony Henley, one of his three sons of the groom, said, we never expected to become coming to his wedding at 100 years old. One of the younger grandchildren actually said that...
Who's like 55?
No, the new Mrs. Henley's granddaughter, Sophia, she actually said it was a beautiful ceremony, and she said, I'm really glad to see Nanny so happy with him, which is really cute.
Oh, that's nice.
But apparently Marie Henley's son also said he noticed the effect of love on his mum after meeting Ron, which is really sweet. And he goes on to say, she used to ring me all the time, 10 phone calls a day. Now it's really hard to catch up with her when you ring her.
She's too busy.
Too busy with old Ron.
Isn't that lovely, though? Like, yeah. At that age, they're spending their last twilight years together finding stuff out about each other. And there's a lot of life to catch up on.
Oh, well,
so the stories are never-ending.
Exactly.
And guys, don't forget about the honey moon period. It's usually a good couple of years while things are just, you know, absolutely sweet.
Well, they've set themselves up for heartbreak, though.
No, they haven't.
No, what do you mean?
Well, when you get to that age.
They might live for another 10 years yet.
Maybe the love will sustain them.
That's the thing.
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
new love.
Medical advancements have come a long way. So chances are we're all going to hit our 100s here. But it's funny you mention the honeymoon because...
Okay, Jade. Marie, Dr. Jade, thanks for that.
Marie Henley, who's, you know, recently married to Ron Henley, she wrote, thanks. Oh... I don't know if he can stand up to a honeymoon. He's 100. We'll have to wait and see. So
don't wait too long, love.
It's really sweet. I'm really happy for them.
Moved into one of the villas together or something?
They haven't said if they're sharing a room.
Keeping their own space.
You'd assume they would be sharing a room.
You would assume, but you never know.
Apparently, Mr. Henley said... He's thrilled. It's wonderful, out of this world, the feeling he's experiencing. And also he said that they are still going to plan a honeymoon perhaps for a couple of months' time. So
that's really cute.
Isn't
what a
it?
Lovely
at
story.
At 193-year-old.
That'll be me. I'll be 100 and just find love
well,
then.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, don't give up hope
Never
yet,
give
Maddie.
Up, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
that's so sweet.
It's lovely. Thank you, Jade.
Great local story.
Yeah.
Do you think you could do it? If something happened to you and Benny, you're in a home, do you think you could find love again and get married?
At 100?
I don't know if I would ever... I think you can love again because there's different types of love. But I don't know if I could get married again.
Well, great proof that you can find love.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? 105 minutes commercial-free music is kicking off next with Jackson. What's on the way, mate?
A bit of... The Biebs.
Oh, I love this song.
Did you see him perform this in Paris on a rooftop?
I watched it. Every single performance over the weekend. Fantastic.
Yeah, really good.
That man knows how to make love to a camera.
He does, actually.
It's all in the eyes.
Yeah.
The Spice Girls in there as well.
Throwback.
Yeah. Aussie boy, the Kid Laroi as well.
Yeah. Oh, loving it at the moment. Kicking off at 9 o'clock with you, Jackson. Thank you.
Sure is. Next, though, I was noticing yesterday, Maddie, I thought, have you got a new phone? And you're like, no, it's just an old one that I had sort of kicking around.
Mm.
And I was sort of thinking, God, you've sort of broken / smashed a few. And I said, how many? You said, apparently, it's been 6 phones that you've broken in what period of time?
About a year?
That's my record across my life. Like, in 1 year, this was a few years ago, I went through 6 in a year.
That's insane.
See, I was like, I didn't think anyone has ever smashed that many in any period of time, let alone a year.
I know it seems like a lot, but it's just unfortunate. Like, I lost one, I smashed one, another one I left in a cab. Like, it just, it happens.
Yeah. Well, what phone do you have now? It's a bit of a no-brand.
No, so I've got my Galaxy at home, my S20 Plus, which I broke over the Christmas holidays, but it's like $500-$600 to get fixed, so I've just kind of put it on the back burner for now. So it's sitting there waiting to get fixed.
And then you went to an iPhone...
Yeah, I went to a really old iPhone because I've got some like $120 job at the moment because I don't really care if I break this.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm using this in the interim.
Okay. Yeah. What I thought we could
but
do.
But I've a 6. 6 is my record.
13, 10, 09.
That's a lot.
13, 10, 09. Are you a chronic phone breaker like Maddie? Is there anyone out there, I don't think there is, that's broken more than 6 phones in 1 year.
Well, I guess guys on construction sites,
they go through a few. You say that, but there are a lot of irresponsible people like me out there.
I think you...
Just because you guys appear to be organised, there are people that break phones and lose them all the time, guaranteed.
Yeah, you are pretty forgetful.
I think you've broken more phones than anyone in Newcastle
in
1 year.
Highly
more
doubtful.
More than 6, are you kidding?
Prove him wrong.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
All right, 13, 10, 09 this morning. Now, these guys are giving me a hard time because I've got a little bit of a record, which I'm not proud of, but it exists. Mm. I've gone through 6 mobile phones in a year.
You said this yesterday. I was like, I think you have broken the most phones in Newcastle.
You think it's strange? I think more people than you think do it. I know when they're
hotline bling. Yeah, so we're asking for chronic phone breakers here in Newey. Let's see who we've got, shall we?
We got Annie. Hey there. Hello, Annie.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, welcome to the show. So can you beat Maddie's record of 6 phones in a year?
Yeah, I did 3 in a weekend. One.
Oh, my God. Were they all iPhones and Samsungs, or did you sort of go the cheaper ones as it, the brakes went on?
2 iPhone 8 and one cheaper one.
Oh
my God. Okay, what were the breaks? What happened?
Okay, so I got extraordinarily drunk on Friday night.
Yeah.
And dropped it on my toe.
What? Did it break the toe or the phone? I'm confused.
Both.
Oh, that's so painful.
Oh, my God.
Okay, number two, what happened?
I took it to get fixed at one of the little kiosks at the shopping centre.
Of course, yeah. Yep.
And broke it as soon as the guy put it in my hand.
It just fell straight out of the hand. Yep. And he was like, free business.
Did you say to him, just say, oh, sorry, that was your fault, you didn't hand it to me properly, and try and get it freebie again?
Oh, no, it was pretty obvious that it was fun.
Oh, damn. Unlucky.
I love it. Thank you for your call. Just reading the comments, we put this up on Facebook. Katie says, my husband goes through heaps. Left on roofs of cars, sprockets going through them, other people dropping them. Legit career change to be a phone endurance and strength tester. I must say a shout out to the guys in Westfield Katara across from Coles Tech Hospital. Best in the biz for recovering phone data.
Oh, wow.
Some advice from Heath. He says, perhaps Maddie needs to get himself an old Nokia.
Well, thanks, that's Heath. A good bit of advice.
They do not break.
Well, true, but they also have no functions.
Here's
so
another one. Okay, four phones from Jesse. Four phones in 2 months. Two of the four was 3 days apart. Wow.
That's amazing as well. Jesus. I mean, it's just like when you break that many phones in such a short time, just give up. Go back to pen and paper.
They continue. Nathan, years ago, I done two phones in 1 week, cleaning pools in the top pocket, and it wasn't done up. Lol.
Oh.
It happens, guys. See? Not that great.
Still no one beat six in a year. Just saying.
Sounds like you're becoming proud of it now. He's like, I'm not alone. There's more people like me.
Hey, Birthday Lotto is up next. We are playing for $350 today. All you need is a birthday to play. We are looking for which month, Creeper?
December has spun up. Let's go for it.
All right, we're playing next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creeper.
This is 105.3 New FM. Do you know what's really weird? I wish somebody would sing this song to me.
Really?
You know what? You
That's
say
true
that.
True love, isn't it, right there?
No.
That's the key to Maddie's heart.
I'll go wherever you will go.
You're such a... You know what? Because you've had two guys in the last year that have shown interest in you, maybe actually a year and a half, that have actually performed for you and one wrote a song, and then you get turned off.
Birthday Lotto time.
Yeah, that's right. Here
we go. Jade, Maddie and Creeper.
It's been 2G. It's
my birthday. Lotto.
It's always skin deep with Maddie, but this morning...
You can actually go and screw yourself, Jade. I'm sick of your attitude
But
today.
Right now we're going to Bree, who is going to get to spin our birthday balls this morning.
How are you, Bree?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. I hear you're a caravan owner. That's cool.
Yes.
How long have you had that for?
We've had one for about 6 years. It just got a new one on the weekend.
Oh, nice. Oh,
you are winning at life.
What are you doing with the old one? Did you trade it in or?
Oh, I've got to sell it, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Is it a bit retro looking? Because they're quite popular.
Any caravan at the moment is worth about $10 million, so you'll be sweet.
How much are you selling it for, Bree?
Around 35K.
Well, look, it's a holiday home you can take anywhere.
That's right.
That's it.
Great. All right, well, let's spin these birthday balls for you, Bree.
Here we go, Bree.
Wishing you luck.
$350 up the grabs.
Born in the lucky month of December. I hope you're born on the 23rd.
29th.
So close.
Sorry, Bree. You've got a new caravan, though, so life's still good.
You're actually slaying.
You're winning that life.
Thank you very much. Well, there you go, guys. Enjoy your day. We are done here. What's happening? Well, you're right, Jade.
I've got to go to the toilet.
I know you do. That's
so
why
stop
I
trying to hold things up. You're doing it on purpose.
You've got to go drop the kids off at the pool. We get it.
But otherwise, I'm going to hang out with my husband today. He's on holidays at the moment, Benny.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Yeah.
You got any cute dates planned?
We went to a tile shop yesterday, so we might go to another one today.
So romantic.
Getting ideas for hopefully the bathrooms one day.
What are you going to, another tile shop today then?
Possibly. Well, you got to shop around, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Take him a lovely Crevo, red rose.
What about you?
I'm doing some more painting today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
very good.
So that's all fun.
You're staining your deck, yeah? You got a new deck you're putting at the front.
Also winning at life. I'm making ramen today, which will take all day, I'm sure. You put me in the mood. You had it last night.
Oh, my God.
Man,
it was the best ramen.
I feel like some homemade ramen. So
ramen's delicious. I could live off that.
Oh, me too. So great. Jackson's in next with 105 commercial free. Hello.
Yo, good morning.
Do you like ramen?
Never had it in my life. Not very adventurous with food. I'm a chicken fingers guy. Pink and A Million Dreams.
Oh,
Sam Demi. Tisha and Demi Lovato.
Not too shabby.
No, not too shabby. Should we listen to it a bit longer? Hold Jad up.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's wait for the bridge.
No, what about this?
Nice.
Eminem.
Oh, I love a bit of Eminem.
Actually, I was listening to a bit of Eminem's rapping on the weekend. I put on YouTube, and I miss him.
He's so old now.
Yeah.
He still looks great, though.
He looks like Steve Jobs.
No, he doesn't.
No, I disagree with that one.
All right. Enjoy, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye. New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.